Welcome to the Dean Blundell Show podcast, brought to you by our friends at Charmin's Proper Pies, reinventing pie culture. Charmin'sProper.ca is a meat pie subscription company run by the voice of soccer in Canada, the very British, James Charmin. Charmin's Proper Pies makes everything from balti, chicken balti, to chickpea, to veggie, to meat pie, to steak and cheese, the traditional chicken pot pie, and they come ready to go in your microwave. Not microwave, I meant oven. It's an oven, right? Put them in the oven. Yep, James is saying the oven. So you put them in the oven, give them an egg wash in there for an hour, 400 degrees. You pull it out, you eat it. During a time like this, what better way to live and eat than Charmin's Proper Pies? Meat pies delivered to your home. There's a subscription service. You can order once a week, twice a week, three times a week, once a month. Doesn't matter. Go to charminsproper.ca. Charmin's Proper Pies. Reinventing pie culture. Thanks to our friends at Envision Digital Solutions. Envision Digital Solutions, your front-end and back-end marketing hub. End-to-end digital marketing solutions and web solutions designed for you. Looking to increase leads, maximize profits, design your website, sell online, build an app. View their work at envision.co, little envision.co, Envision Digital Solutions. We use them, so should you. And thanks to our friends at Ed's Fine Imports, edsfineimports.com. Go to Ed's Fine Imports now. 10% of everything you buy online, in-store, online, site-wide, goes to Ronald McDonald House Charities. 10% of everything. They've got a huge online sale right now. So go and check it out, edsfineimports.com. They're closed, trying to keep everybody safe. However, you can order his Gitch online. G-I-T-C-H, his own branded underwear. Everybody needs Gitch now. I'm starting to run out, so I'm going to order some today. Edsfineimports.com.
You're listening to the Dean Blundell Show.
Why buy local? When you shop with local businesses, you're spending your money on more than just the item you're buying. You're adding a building block to your neighborhood.
It's a great feeling when we do good with the money we spend.
Good things grow Ontario.
Hi, welcome to the Dean Blundell Show podcast, the hashtag support local podcast, where what we do is we support local businesses all over Canada because it's our way of giving back. It's what we do. We're nice people. I'm a nice person. So is my co-host, owner, franchisee, franchisor, and now the proud recipient of a really wonderful plaque from the mayor of Ajax, Ontario, saying congratulations on eating 100 meals, Mr. Ryan Smolkin.
Unreal.
From Smoke's Poutinerie. 100 meals. Good job, bud.
Fire it up, brother. That's what brought us together. The hashtag support local. And I said 100 days ago I was going to do a meal a day, 100 meals, support local, and hit a bunch of places up. And believe it or not, dude, I did it. I did 100.
Unreal. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thanks, brother. Out of nowhere, they showed up at the door. It was a surprise yesterday. I admitted it. Dude, I mean, people may like to tease me, but I was honored. The tears came to the eyes. I had the bandana on. I had the glasses on, so nobody could see the tears. But it was, you know, the mayor of the city, and it was the councilors that was here. There's like 12 peeps here. They had the bandanas. They surprised me. Just so I walk outside and they get the applause and get the recognition. It was awesome, dude. People tease it, but it was awesome. These guys rock. And it was great doing the 100th meal. 100 meals! 100! Support local!
Well, we've got a guy that can help you work those off, actually, because we'll talk about that.
Sure can.
please welcome to the podcast from third degree training in actual nutrition out in PEI, my friend and your friend, personal trainer, nutrition expert, Steve Collette. Hey, buddy, how are you?
I'm awesome. Awesome. How you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. We're happy you could join us. It's good. PEI's like... I was laughing the other day because a buddy of mine was trying to get to PEI because he's got a cottage there, and he had to get like a certificate of humanitarian need just to get on the island.
Oh yeah,
like you guys have shut that shit down. How have things been there, and like how militant has it been there? It's been incredible to watch, and good for you because it's been like the safest province in Canada for the last 4 or 5 months.
Well, I it's almost like we're a mini New Zealand. Right.
Yeah.
Because again, like I was saying, the only way you can get here is through a bridge, a boat, or an airplane. What are you gonna do? Swim over? Right. So it was pretty simple. And but I tell you, the island kind of shut. You know, like everywhere else in Canada, well, everywhere else in the world, I guess. You know, businesses closed, everything shut down. But I tell you, it was like, okay, happy hour was whenever, right? Yeah. Everyone was just doing their thing. And, but yeah, we had a good run. We had a little bit of a case here. We opened up the Atlantic bubble where, Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, and PEI, now you can travel within. And there was some dude that got in contact. So we had a couple of new cases because we hadn't had any cases, like literally, I think 67 days. Mm-hmm. But we were okay from the get-go. We had a great team in place and a good buddy of mine, Trevor Jane, Dr. Jane, he was kind of on the disaster medicine side of things. And yeah, we fared out awesome. And it was, we had a politician, nowhere to lie, guys, there's a t-shirt about this now. His name was Stephen Myers, and he was kind of giving it to the official opposition.
Is this the old "Stay the Blazes Home" thing?
No, that was in Nova Scotia, and there's actually a beer called that now.
Yeah, "Stay the Blazes Home."
If you come across that bridge, we're going to get you to turn that rig right around. And there's T-shirts now that has a picture of him pointing the finger that says "Turn that rig right round."
Looking at a map of cases, making people turn that damned rig right around worked.
Yeah.
Confirmed cases in PEI 32. Recovered 27. So you got 5 people that are recovering. Deaths, 0. Zip, zilch.
Nada. Dean, there wasn't even anyone hospitalized, man. There was nothing and of course we didn't know what was going to happen. And it's funny, man, because literally 1 week before Pam and I had to close our corporate location, and then we
Who's
shut
Pam?
Down the system.
Who's Pam?
Oh, I'm sorry. Pam's my awesome wife and my business partner.
Attaboy.
Yeah. We actually, Pam and I have been married 15 years this September. I don't know how she does it.
Condolences.
Right. I know.
To one of you.
But, 1 week.
Come on.
Yeah. 1 week before we had to close, I had a former client from years ago, a guy named Sean, and he's actually teaching English over in China. And 1 week to the day, he sent me a message, said, dude, you get ready to close. Everything's going to close, schools, businesses, blah, blah, blah. Be financially prepared, be this and that, and just warning you. And I kind of thought, yeah. we're a PEI, man. You're over in China, and I get it. But, and then literally 1 week to the day, bang, done. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, what happened here?
So how many shops did you have at the time that were operating?
We had 7.
7.
7 at the time.
Okay.
7 fitness, and we had 4, 5 food services. Mm-hmm. It was,
and everything closed. You had to close for how long? How long in PEI? Because you guys weren't closing anywhere near as long as like Ontario, Quebec, or any other province, really.
We were closed 3 months.
Wow. And you had nothing. You had nothing going on there. That is incredible.
But the key point, they still have nothing, though. They did it right, man.
I know.
And I don't know if you knew this, Dean, but I have my smoked spoutinery distribution out that way. We grow, pick, pack our own potatoes out that way.
Come on.
And guess what? Do you think we slowed down in getting our potatoes to the people, getting them across the country?
No,
because of PEI.
PEI is essential service of those potatoes. Yeah.
Exactly.
No one got you to turn that rig right around.
No, none of that.
None of that.
None that. No way. Our potatoes going coast to coast because of you.
Turn that rig right around. Go, this is smokes, bitch. And, go ahead.
Go ahead. Come on in. That's fascinating. You so you close for 3. And what do, because I've heard horror stories about gyms. My girlfriend was a member of this all ladies gym, and they went online and now they're out of business. They didn't have a lot to diversify. They didn't do much meal planning, didn't do any of that other stuff. But then, joins another gym, same thing, virtual lessons, out of business, no plan on when to return. Like they said, it could be, it could be by the fall, maybe even before the new year, before gyms are open again.
Right.
So what do you do? Yeah. What did you do?
Well, I mean, luckily, we're not actually a gym. I mean,
Dean, Dean, you already made the first mistake.
No. It's basically
define.
Yeah. There you go.
Define you.
Yeah. Well, you know, the term gym, it's a very, you know, kind of, it's like saying sports, right? It's a very great term. We're actually defined by our local media as the anti-gym, because with us, you don't do anything on your own. Like when you walk into a third degree center, you don't just go in and do your thing. It's always class-based or trainer-led. So we do personal training, unlimited fitness classes, you know, all sorts of different products and services. But you're never on your own. And the majority of what we do is plyometric. So it's body weight versus gravity. We do have weight studios and personal training studios, but a little bit different than a Gold's Gym or an Anytime and that sort of thing. So the social distancing aspect, to be quite honest with you guys, was never an issue with us because, you know, you don't work out shoulder to shoulder with someone in a fitness class, right? So, but again, the government and health authorities just call a gym a gym a gym, right? Mm-hmm. So now, what was easier for us to shift?
Can I ask you a question before you go?
Yeah,
Steve Coletta is our guest, personal trainer, nutrition. Mm-hmm. All around good man, from what I understand. I mean, I haven't heard anything bad about you yet. We talked about you twice today.
Exactly.
Wow.
We'll share that off air.
Steve Collette is from Third Degree Training and Actual Nutrition out in PEI, Stratford, PEI, I believe, just outside of Charlottetown. Beautiful place.
But
what do you mean you don't, it's not a gym and you don't work out? Like, do you have booths? Do you have like one person in there at a time? Like, I don't understand. How does it set up?
No. So if you would picture walking into a facility where you walk in and there's, let's just say there's a desk. And then there's literally wide open space.
Yeah.
So what happens with us is whenever you're a member, you have unlimited classes. So whether you want to come at 6 a.m. or 8:30 at night, we do fitness classes. So they're trainer and motivator led. So most of those classes don't require any equipment.
Okay.
It's all plyometric, your body weight versus gravity. Now then we have our personal training studios and we have weight circuits and that kind of stuff. But it's not one of these big spots where you just go in and everyone kind of handles their own equipment. Now, that's where a lot of these gyms that are still closed, it poses a problem, because how do you control and manage that?
Yeah, it's the grossest. It's the grossest when you go to a machine. And I would say,
right,
20% of the people at machines wiped them down after they were done with them. And they did it like, you know, looking for hot chicks and checking out other people. So they're not really even paying attention, are they?
No, they're polishing their white Oakleys.
Exactly.
Right?
Looking at yourself in the mirror. How many people look at themselves in the mirror?
I avoid it at all costs.
Looking at yourself in the mirror, avoid?
Yeah, at the gym. I see myself working out, and I see a guy next to me working out in the mirror, and they're two totally fucking different dudes. And I'm like,
just close your eyes.
You put
the head down and walk out.
I close my eyes and I try and like I do curls at the exact same time
exactly.
The guy next to me is doing curls, and I'm like, that's me.
Well, you know what the thing is, boys? Like you're actually professing the exact problem in the gym and fitness world.
We're the problem.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Dude,
when you look
that.
At it, what you're kind of describing, you know, like when you kind of go into a gym and you do your own thing and you're a little bit intimidated because am I doing this properly? Our philosophy has always been so different. I mean, it's nothing like that at all. And nothing against someone who wants to go in and hit the gym. But when you look at statistics, you know, 4% of the population can go to a gym by themselves, put the headphones in, get ripped up, have motivation and get results, and the 4%. So then you look at it, you get the 7% of the population, which are pure 100% cultish. You know, they're like eat, sleep, and train, and barf on the floor, and bleh, you know, pain is weakness leaving your body, and all that stuff.
Yeah, like
we're the 89%. We're the everyday person.
Yeah,
like you guys.
Where I could
like
walk,
wives,
I could walk
like,
to the end of the block and get my mail, or I could take my car.
Yeah. But here, you know, you come in with us, man. You're in good hands.
All right.
And but yeah,
I think
it's
even in the name, man. I like the like it says it there. Like, it's gym, or you say working out, even fitness. class. It sounds intimidating, but that you go by third degree training. It's about training. Yeah. I hear fitness. I'm thinking, almost, you already put your head down. It's like, oh, I can't join that. But I'll look so bad in front of everybody. I'll be so slow. I'll be so weak. But that even leads into like your, I remember you telling me about the 8 week kind of program and cycle you go through that mass that goes all the way through, and that you're trying to get outside of those gyms that are shut down and trying to get open yourself because of that, right?
Right.
And given that social space.
Hmm. And we've always been like, if someone wants to go to a gym, they're not going to come to a third degree, you know, mm-hmm. if that's your thing, right? And so, I mean, again, when we look to open in certain territories, or we're looking to, if there's lots of gyms, I'm laughing. I'm like, sweet, let's go across the street from them, you know, because it's a different thing altogether. Smoke Sputinery and the Keg aren't going to really compete against each other because they're different products, right?
I'll crush them.
Oh, that's right. Right? You're not having a couple.
You know
of
what I? You know what I like about
going,
that?
Hey.
You know what I like about that attitude from Ryan Smokin? He just finished 100 days of doing the exact opposite of trying to help all those people. Right. Now he's like, I will eat them alive.
Crush them.
Right. You know what?
I have a question for you. This is a fitness related question. It is not a business related question. I started doing yoga prior to the pandemic, and as soon as I started hearing like words about like you know, don't touch things people are touching, I'm like, fucking yoga. So I stopped doing it, but I love it. Is yoga exercise? Because
it's good question. I mean, like, you get strength, endurance, and flexibility.
Hot yoga too. It really gets the system moving.
Well, the one thing with yoga, what it does is it really focuses on, it focuses on stretching.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't, when you define exercise as, rigorous activity, with structure and routine. Now, with something like yoga, it certainly doesn't work, aerobic or anaerobic to the point where, squats or lunges would, but it really focuses on relaxation and really works on stretching core muscle groups. And it's very important.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. And what happens is, a guy like me, I get to exercise for a living. If you're working out three times a day, there's no way you're going to stretch enough, right? So, always recommend yoga. We have something that's a little bit similar. We have a program called Stretch and Strength. Which is where we combine yoga with some good old-fashioned strength kind of exercises. But if you're doing yoga, Dean, keep doing it, man.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something too. I'll tell you about the yoga. I know you were talking about how it's not anaerobic. Fuck that. I'm gassed at the end of that thing. Like, I'm to the point where, like, where they go, this is what I love about it too. They call yoga exercise practice. So it's like, not like you got to keep doing it. So I'm that guy that takes like a break, has a drink of water, and just does the old child's pose where you lay there with your forehead on the floor, uh-huh. pretending like you're doing stuff for a good couple of minutes halfway through, because it's fucking hard, man. It's really hard.
Don't get me wrong. And I didn't mean it as a dig on it. But again, with yoga, there's so many different styles and so many different types.
Yeah.
I mean, my whole thing, when I went for my yoga certification, I can remember being in a room with a bunch of yogis. And again, I don't mean that in a derogatory term, but I'm the jump on the table, do burpees till you die kind of guy. I just love it. That's my style. And I'm sitting there, and I got to sit still for hours and countless hours and hours. So, of course, me being the kind of loudmouth, the instructor, everyone's sitting there with the legs crossed and the hands together, and they're kind of, and she says, okay, does anyone know what namaste means? And I put my hand up and said, I know. She says, what? Do you want to go for a drink tonight? And I said, no, I'm going to stay at the hotel. And no one laughed. No one laughed, man. No one. Yeah,
I liked it. It's a real dad joke. Yeah. I like it. I like the dad jokes.
Yep.
Namaste at the hotel.
Yeah, namaste at the hotel.
Well,
if that's what you're doing, dude, keep doing it.
I'm gonna do yoga. So, tell me then, where are you at now? You had like 7-8 locations across Canada. What has COVID done to you? And where are you at now? Mm-hmm. How have you kind of pivoted, as we say?
Yeah. No. Great question. Well, we had a couple of casualties. It was a combination. COVID was just the kind of nail in the coffin over in Halifax, a couple locations. They're done. They're done. And again, Halifax isn't done, but just those locations for now are. We were just putting our foot on the gas to go, okay, let's start the cross-country expansion. And I was saying to Ryan, did I ever do, I went from PEI to DC. Might as well go coast to coast. Yeah. So with the fitness end, everyone had to close. We converted to an online portal, which worked out better than a lot of companies because of the style that we train. That you can go online and you can do it in your living room. All you need is some space. So
it's because you're doing bodyweight stuff, right? People are just using their own bodyweight. Yeah.
Yep. Plyometric is our style, but what happened, Dean? Like I said, we went in one morning, 6 a.m. class, and we're there. And then we have a little fellow who's 5, so we have to kind of go back and forth. And then he went to daycare, and Cam and I were at the center talking and saying, what happens if we have to close here? You know, this is looking like this might be, you know, something that's going to happen. And within hours, all of a sudden we did our last class at noon and we announced that we're closed. And we said, we're starting online classes tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And we had no freaking idea how we were going to do it. And this is at noon, dude, like noon. And okay, 6 a.m. we're going live tomorrow. How the hell do we do this?
I love stories like this. Yeah.
How do we do this? Mm-hmm. So literally what it was making a closed member Facebook group, doing Facebook Live. We said we're going to do the classes, blah, 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 this and that. And the one thing we were worried about was, okay, we have such organic reach and we're so good at the social media aspect of farming and hunting, but really farming, you know, our close-knit clients. How do we make sure that stays? Because we don't want people to taper off and then not pay to come to class. And then all of a sudden we're out of business, right? Mm-hmm. So we initiated all sorts of like sweaty selfie contests off the get-go, this and that, and really plugged in the communication where we were on live all day, just from our garage or, you know, eventually when we were allowed to go back to our center, our staff, where 3 of us could go, we would live stream them from there. But really initiated all this stuff, and it started to work well.
And you'd be behind the eight ball right away because a lot of these people have prepaid, right? So they're expecting something. So you have to do that or you're going to have backlash and wanting their money back.
Right.
But I'm guessing by the sounds of it, it didn't even miss a beat and people were on board.
Well, knock on wood, guys. We didn't, like, literally across our system, we didn't have one person ask for a refund.
Come on.
Not one. Now, what? What we did. Yeah, right? And so we said, we made a promise to them and said, we're going to give even more classes every day. And what we did find, what was really cool through the whole COVID time, is people that would normally come to 3 classes a week, maybe 4, some of them are doing a workout twice a day.
Yeah, they have the time now. They have the ability. Yeah.
Great. Yep. But again, and then you kind of fast forward to, you know, we had some franchises that, you know, you can't sell memberships. You can only sell the online stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so as everything started to go, we want to make sure that you don't fall off the radar and we keep the interest high. So then what we did was we started adding all sorts of new workouts. Like instead of just your plyometric style, and obviously you can't do weight circuits in your studio. So we started doing hybrid classes. We literally formed a workout where I went like literally with 2 cans of soup and said, okay, soup can strength, it's called. And we're rocking these workouts. All you need is 2 soup cans for your weights. And so we were plugging like so many classes per day so that people were always logging on. You can see when they're on. And then the one thing we noticed is the organic reach between the clients. You had clients from multiple provinces that were literally talking to each other. And like, oh, this workout was great. So we would post a workout. You'd have 300 comments underneath it.
Wow.
Right? And then we'd post another workout, and then you'd throw up a challenge. You know, I say, okay, this is what we're going to do for supper tonight, blah, blah, blah. And it really humbled us because it stepped it back and said, I don't care how successful you are. You got to know what you're doing now. Mm-hmm. And you best rely on not having the fanciest equipment or the shiniest, whatever it may be. This is all the human connection. Mm-hmm. And that's you know, the whole ins and outs of our company has always kind of been that philosophy. So we survived, you know, yesterday, right?
No, go ahead.
Well, you know, there's a difference between thriving and surviving, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and, you know, I consider ourselves fortunate that we made it through. We made it through okay. We did have some, you know, there's, you know, when we talk about the food brand, that's not okay. But, you know, and going forward, the one thing that we're looking at now is at least we know the online portal works, mm-hmm. because that's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Because even now, boys, as we're open, our classes are smaller.
Really?
But there's so many people that are doing it online. Because you still got that 25% of the population that are scared shitless. Right? They're not going anywhere. They're scared, so they're not going to come to a class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to prefer the online component, yep. because of that. Yep. And they're just going to shift over to that. That's what's brilliant. Yeah, that's great.
But even personal.
I would assuming I was actually in training and working out, I would be that person. I'd probably want to do it from home too, and that's what's killing the whole restaurant industry right now too. So it's the same thing. People are looking for just a different way to get the same, in my case, meal, and in your case, stretches and training and a workout. So that's great, dude. And if you're in a bigger metropolitan center or you know, across the country, even, it's going to be that much tougher for you. But throughout the Maritimes and the Atlantic region, you guys, like you said, in PEI, you know, limited cases, so people aren't as afraid. They have been getting back at more. You guys are coming together full travel and access throughout the Maritimes, so that's helped you, I'm sure, as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
but, you know, wicked. You look at it even from the personal training aspect, like literally we had not personal training is a different thing. All you're paying a premium price, but we had, you know, probably about 40% of our personal training clients across the board continued and went virtual. And now, even still, we still have virtual personal training clients, like literally, where, you know, you have them on FaceTime or over Zoom, and you're doing a workout with them. But now that we're open again, the classes are smaller. You know, there's lots of people doing online, so it's not like the clients have dropped off. But now we've got a surge of in-person personal training that it's up drastically for whatever reason. I mean, I don't really have that market info yet. Like, I mean, are people just saying, no, I just want to train alone. I'll pay more. I want to focus just on me. Are they saying I just went nuts over COVID on beer and poutine, so I need to get some more training or what happened? But it's a shift in the business where I'm looking at my real estate and going, these centers are too big. If you look at it and you say, like, you know, our average center is, you know, our big corporate one, we get two of them side by side, one's 5,500, the other's 3,500, but the average is anywhere from 2,500 to 3,500 square feet. But all of a sudden, if you look at it going forward, and we don't know, if all of a sudden you have 25% of your services are done online, well, then shouldn't your centers be dropped down 25% in size? You know, why are you paying rent for a quarter of it to be full? Mm-hmm. And these are the things
same philosophy here. Yeah, we talked about it. Yeah, you don't need the downtown urban core on the main, right on the main street, and have, you know, the 1,500 square feet of all of a sudden their delivery, 60% of our business, that's where that's, you can be off the beaten path. And you don't have to be on the main drag. You only need 600-800 square feet, not 1,500. Right. Yeah, I totally hear you, dude.
You don't know. I mean, with the food business, you look at it, like just say in Charlottetown here, you know, I can remember there being a 2,500 square foot pizza where people used to go in and sit down and eat pizza. I mean, who goes in and sits down and eats pizza anymore? You look at all these pizza franchises across the board, and they got, you know, five stools in there, and it's all takeout. Like, is that the way that fitness is going to go? You know, we don't know.
Yeah, and these are applications and questions across the board, you know, unless you're a digital property. And I think the one thing that you're bringing up, and it's something that Ryan and I and all of our guests, we've all touched on, talked about, is that pivot to that contactless experience, but still a human experience, a digital experience, and being able to manage your business effectively online. And I'm not just talking about the P&L. I'm talking about being able to manage your footprint, being able to not just, as you pointed out, survive, but thrive digitally. And I think the one thing that this has taught a lot of people, you know, I was talking to Nick Kiprios, former NHLer, the other day about it, and he was
great guy,
one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet, and he and he's one of very few guys of his vintage. He's in his 50s, mid 50s, just wrote a book, and he said to me, you know, there is no reason after everything I've watched and what I've been through, there is no reason for traditional media to continue to spend millions on broadcasts. There's no reason for us to have massive offices, big workplaces. There's no reason for anybody to be going in the traditional sense anymore, to the point where his next venture is going to be 100% digital, because he knows that the costs associated, because we've been through this chrysalis, so to speak, which has been forced upon us, like we fucking everybody had to do it, right? It wasn't like it was like, and we've said this, like getting put in a time machine digitally and forced into that next era of how we're going to do business and monetize what we do in a non-traditional sense. So it's made everybody get a whole bunch smarter and dive into how this works digitally,
right? You know, well, you know, and just for an example, guys, like we have some commercial real estate here in Stratford, and right next to Third Degree is a 2,000 square foot. We had an engineering firm in there, right? Wide open space, and, you know, a kitchenette and beautiful, beautiful unit. And of course they said, you know, can you defer our rent? And of course you have to. And, but anyway, what they did was all these engineers went and worked at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew this was coming. And then I said to Pam, mark my words, we're going to have to put that up for rent. And they sent the email through, say, listen, we're going to give you our 30 days notice. We're, you know, their lease ran out there on month to month anyway. And because, you know, why pay $3,000 a month for rent? When everyone's working at home, they did a vote. All the younger people with families are like, no, I want to work at home. The older dudes were like, fuck that. We want to stay in the office. But, and so you look at it, and if their productivity is staying the way it is, like the traditional office space, it's like, I mean, you talked to Ryan from A&W, and I remember I was doing a webinar for the CFA, and I asked if he minded if I used him as an example, their head office in Vancouver. You know, like whatever it was, 65 people there, and four of them are working in the office, and everyone else is just on a timeshare. Come on in for 2 hours and go work at home. And no matter what you look at it, that is the way that things are going to go, right? And it's almost mind-boggling, and it's going to affect every industry, like ours included. Like, you know, and the one thing through this whole pandemic, we're a very young system. Like we were just, you know, we developed all on the East Coast here, where we got a great model, and we're just starting to go across the country. And then you get these, you know, your awesome franchise partners that are looking at you, and we're a small, like we're a family, man. Like, and they're looking at dad, at me, going, what do we do here? And Christ, I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and it's you almost break down in tears, man, because you're like, you know, these people invested time and money, and it's not their fault. It's nothing they did wrong. It's not like they're running their business wrong.
Yeah, but how badly do you want to blame some franchisees you don't like and tell them it is their fault?
Well, yeah, well, fortunately, we don't have any that we don't like.
Did you think about doing that at some point, Ryan? Where you're like, "That's your fault."
Absolutely never.
No,
it's always my fault. It's always.
Isn't it though, Ryan? You know,
it is. But as a team, yeah, we're all coming together. It's all gonna work. It's all gonna go.
So,
but it is a good. It was a good check and balance for you for sure, because obviously, you know, like I'm already coast to coast. That makes it even, you know, tougher in helping those peeps survive.
Yeah,
big investments in it, so you're more localized and can strengthen that and let it bust out again from there. So what's your plan? So you've gone from 8 to 5, and now what's the next
food,
plan? And the food and that too. Now you're shifting physical to online classing. Like you got to switch around your whole business plan all of a sudden.
Oh,
so
no.
What is it? Like, I'd like to say, do you know? But I think the question will be no idea. But then or you'll say, or maybe the opposite, you'll say, oh yeah, no problem, I know for sure, and then you've got between now and 6 a.m. tomorrow to get me the business plan.
Well, I think anyone who says that, oh yeah, I got this figured out, is full of shit. Like,
yeah,
and you know,
exactly.
Like, there's nothing wrong with admitting that, look, dude, I don't really know. What we're doing is we're taking it literally one day, one week at a time, but there's never been any more time that, like, we're communicating with our clients and our franchisees and saying, what do they want? You know, what do they want? Like, we developed this new hybrid, you know, where you just need a little set of dumbbells and we do this hybrid class and everyone's loving it. Great. We're going to do that four times a week. And, you know, you're taking it as it comes and going, you know, it's all about retention right now rather than acquisition. Because if you go on this huge, huge campaign to say, okay, I'm going to hit the franchise development side hard and to a model that I'm going to change in 6 weeks. Like, I mean, Jesus, you don't know. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you look at our actual nutrition, that awesome business model, man, it was just set to go. It's a healthy food grab and go concept where we have vendor partners, all that. And all of a sudden, done, killed, quit, kaput. There hasn't been a pasta salad or a smoothie made in 3.5 months because you have nowhere to do it. And all of our vendor partners that we have, they've closed. So we expanded within four locations in a couple of weeks. We had an awesome couple, a father-daughter combo that kill real estate here in the Maritimes. They wanted to purchase the rights to expand this hardcore, and literally the deal was on, the ink wasn't even dry. And all of a sudden we got shut down. So you're like, okay, I'm not going to honor this contract. Of course you don't have to do this. But, you know, and you look at it now and one of my brands is just, it's completely on hold. We got one girl out in Langley, BC that was going to put an actual nutrition out there. And again, it's like, okay, we can't right now because you can't even really open. So that one, again, you're looking at it going, Jesus.
Yeah, like, it changes.
What exactly?
It changes like province to province. It changes month to month. It changes according to infection rates. It changes so fast. And that's where envy, you know, business owners, franchise owners like yourself and Ryan,
right.
is
well,
you know,
one,
trying to wear
thing,
a different
though,
hat in different provinces for
right.
different areas, right?
But you look at, I mean, the one thing that I'm thankful for is, can you imagine? And I mean, Ryan, you've been from one unit to global, man. I mean, you're just such an inspiration. Can you imagine if I went hard and I said, okay, third degree, we're going to put it in. I want to open 20 units in 1 year. Can you imagine if I did that?
Oh, God.
What?
I was thinking that the whole time. If you had just opened, you know, even 10 in the last 6 months, 12 months, oh, my God, because you have to hit that critical mass that you can just carry yourself, man. If you haven't hit it by this time, and no one's jumping to join now. What you've done, you've converted everybody that you've had already, which is great, and that loyalty. But yeah, if you're out looking for new peeps and to hit that critical mass rate, you guys, you know, your brand would be.
You know what we're doing? Yeah, I mean, you'd be killed. So you look at it now, and I mean, with our model compared to our competitors like the Orange Theories and the F45s, it's quite attractive. You know,
oh, here he goes. He's playing. Here's a competitive analysis. You say
he's
nice
gonna,
things.
Yeah, but after this, Steve's going to do 100 gyms in 100 days.
Yeah. I love
support local. Come on, you're supporting these people.
Do it.
Too.
I need the wacky inflatable guy here for this thing. Yeah. But you know, like since I moved up. So much
what makes
CFA.
You better? What makes you better than that is what you want to say.
Well, you know what? I always say I would love to go in a franchise, a health and wellness franchise show. I think it'd be great. Mm. You know, because then it's like, okay, what speaks to you? And I always say if you're not like a deer in the headlights with third degree when you're coming to a discovery day or you're then you know we don't want you. Like that's you don't have to be an absolute fitness rock star, but you got to love. You gotta love people, right? I mean, you have to love that, or you have to have yourself lined up because, as you know, you need an extrovert in what we do.
So are you selling franchises now then? Are you, like, if someone came up to you and said, hey, listen, I got an idea, I got a place in Markham, but I want you to do the virtual stuff? Because here, let's just, we're doing a little brainstorming is what I'm doing. If you're doing that, why don't you franchise these digitally? You know what I mean?
Well, then, yeah, and here's the thing that, again, yes, as a team, we're looking at it going, what's the future here? We've already had some inquiries for that. We had a lot of irons in the fire. Like, we were going to double in size this year, right? Like, everything was good. It was golden. And then, of course, when this kind of hits, you know, half of those ones now are like, yeah, you know, I want to wait a while, which I don't blame them. And I kind of want them to wait a while, too. But you look at it from the digital format, do we invest in just going hardcore and off? Because with digital, you can go global.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And our
product, you also can be also competing global all of a sudden.
Yeah,
too.
But that's
exactly,
dude,
right?
I'm going to tell you something right now. We just got our last month stats. It's easy.
I know. I'm just trying to scare them.
Yeah. It's easy. Dude, it is so easy. The easiest thing in the world you can do, and I can tell you this from a digital content perspective, is to have people watch your stuff. All you have to do is give it to them. That's it. It's really that simple. Like, I'm no, like, digital maven or anything. I'm really not. Do I have an eye for content? Some have said. Do I have an ear for podcast content? Some have said. Do I have a history of broadcasting? Probably. But my point is this, is that I'm no great shake. But I can tell you this, that everything that we do and everything that every business does has to be related to content now. It can't be, it can't be, you know, offer related or LTO related. It's got to show up on their phone and they've got to go, I'm going to try that. I'm going to do that. That motivates me. That compels me. Because if it doesn't, you're going to be nowhere with everybody else. Just going pizza, 6-for-1 poutine. Let's do this.
Yep. Well, the one thing, I mean, you got the guy on the phone who's the master of it. Like, I mean, again, when
you are you talking
which
about
one?
You?
Which one? Yeah,
who no, I'm talking about Ryan.
Yes. Yes.
Thank God.
It doesn't matter if it's poutine. It doesn't matter if it's craft dinner. It doesn't matter if it's beans out of a can. The poutine, what I see from smokes, like the poutine is the product. Yeah, it's delicious. It's good. But it's the experience. It's the whole thing. I walk in.
Bingo.
Listen, I walk into Smokes Poutinery. We were down there for Beer Fest, and I always send Ryan a video, like, one eye open kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You go in there, and I walk in, and I walk in and sit down, and Welcome to the Jungle is on. I'm like, yeah. And like I said, the first time I met Ryan, he was hosting, he was the MC at the CFA Awards, and I was like, anyone who blares I Remember You by Skid Row is good in my books. Right. And
yeah, it's the exact problem I have with him, actually. It's funny. That's the one thing you love about him. It's musical selection. Every time I go into a Smokes,
unreal.
I have a great time because of I'm with usually with him. But like the second Cinderella or Kiss come on, I look at him and I go, why with the glam rock all the time? Why?
Why? Because it's freaking awesome as hell, Dean. That's why. Huh?
Which do you want me to sing? I'll sing any one of them right now. Don't get me going. Don't get me going.
I want you to do Lick It Up.
I Remember You?
Nope.
Lick It Up. Lick it up. Da-da. Oh, it's right now. Lick it up. That's like the easiest. It's like that whole thing is consists of three words, that whole song.
I came from like a born-again Christian family, and I remember going to get Kiss's Lick It Up, and the album cover was fairly suggestive. And my dad saw the tape, and he grabbed it and threw it into the Knights of Columbus Park.
Oh my God, that's
awesome. No, it was Animalized. That was what it was. It was Animalized. And I'm like, oh no, seriously. But good thing, because later in life I found out none of them were good musicians anyway. But listen,
Hey, and Gene's not even here to defend him, so I'm going to defend
him. On purpose. But, you know, getting back to what you're talking about, it's the brand, right? You're selling you. So yeah. my point is this. I see no reason why we don't offer your class on our website weekly. So someone can actually physically go there. You'll have several hundred thousand people to pick from. I don't see why it's a big deal.
Look, man, I'm in, right? Absolutely,
he hasn't said his commission yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Here's this. How about this? Because this is how I work here. This is how I roll at DeanBlundell.com. If it works, we'll figure it out. I don't want
nothing
from you. All I want to do is figure out how it works, and then we can offer, like, because this is about making people's lives better, right? And putting your brand in their lives. So if we can make people's lives better, one poutine, one workout at a time, why would we not do that? We're people of the people. We're men of the men. We're human
beings.
Well,
here's the thing, guys, is at the end of the day, in my industry, as you know, it's fucking saturated with narcissism.
Hey, watch your language.
Right? Sorry. F-bomb, sorry.
I'm kidding. I love it. Go ahead.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, so what happens is, when we started this, Pam and I, like, this is years ago, and I'll tell you where the name Third Degree came from in a minute. You're going to laugh at it.
Was it a burn? But, did you get burned?
No. Anyway, okay. We looked at it and said, why don't we just, rather than sit here and go, do you want abs like me and glutes like me, then pay? No one cares about that. Look, man, I eat poutine and drink beer. I just work out to stay healthy and feel good. It's all about balance, man. And the one thing that we don't do is when you look at you look at all these ads for when you think typical personal trainer, what do you think? Guy in his late 30s, shaved head, tattoos all over him, big bicep.
I don't
kind of thing.
I don't think that. Listen. I don't think that at all. I think of a lady mid 30s.
Yep.
In some Lululemons, possibly. Yep. A darker sports bra than the lighter shirt on top, and her hair in a ponytail, and she smells and she smells great.
She smells like a meadow,
and ripped. She's ripped.
She's
ripped, and you feel embarrassed, and I walk out.
Right. So here's
so back to the virtual. The virtual rule.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
But the whole thing is, a lot of the time, like even the marketing portals that a lot of fitness companies use, they prey on insecurities, because in our business, logic and reason can go out the window right quick. People say, I just want to look like this. I used to be an athlete. I used to be, and I had a couple of kids, or look, I was, I used to play football in high school and now I'm 100 pounds heavier. But that's life. And the one thing that we don't do is when you walk into a Third Degree, you don't see supplements on the wall. You don't see fad diets and potions and powders and that kind of stuff.
CrossFit shoes?
No. Wait, CrossFit, they're in a little hot water, huh?
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah. But we...
Everything's a fad. Everything's awesome until the president of the company gets all racist. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Right.
Just a warning for both of you guys, but go ahead.
Right. But how the whole company, how Third Degree started was Pam and I used to be quite overweight, to be honest with you, in our late 20s, man. I was, oh my God, I would get out of breath to bend over to pick up a chicken wing. I'd literally sweat looking up a number in the phone book, right? Like I was about 260 pounds. And Pam,
Did you get that sweat in the middle of the back on a hot day where you're like,
oh, yeah, right? Right, yeah. Down in the neck canal, right?
The neck canal.
But we, how it all started was we said, well, why don't we do something together and get into shape? So we started, we went to classes and went to gyms and, there was stuff that was okay. And, but nothing kind of spoke to us that, is something doable for everybody? And is it fun? And is it inspiring? And do you get results? So then when we started getting educated on this and you look at it, say, plyometric is the basic fundamentals of kinesiology, right? So the way the body moves, and it's actually not that difficult to figure out. But the biggest thing with fitness is not the shiniest equipment, not how many push-ups you can do, it's motivation. So we put together this program. We started with 10 of us in a field, like my Pam, myself, my dog, were our staff, right, running around, and it just kind of snowballed. And then the biggest thing that our core values that we have are motivation, accountability, and community. And where those come from, there's no better market research than asking your clients, what do you like about Third Degree training? Mm-hmm. And some of our people right off the couch, never been to a gym before, or a lot of people are like, I'm sick of paying for a gym membership that I don't go to, because I go in there, I feel foolish. I don't know what I'm doing. And, you know, I go there for 3 weeks and try things on my own. And then I don't do it. It'd be the same thing as me saying, well, I'm not going to go out to smoke, so I'm going to make my own poutine at home. It's just not as good. Mm-hmm. Right? It's just not as good. Mm-hmm. So we always instill those values into our workouts and into our our growth in our company. And it worked out fantastic. Now, the big thing going forward with the online, where we're still trying to figure out, is, okay, we have to keep this holistic. Like, we have to keep this so that the clients, it's not the beach body dude jumping around with a shirt off, saying do this, and you got some people choreographing the background.
Yeah, it's getting out of, like, heart attack danger zone, right? Like, it's getting not sedentary. Yeah. It's about you feeling good about yourself moving. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, well, and our clientele, you know, generally, it's any fitness company, usually 70% women. 23 to 55 is our major age group. You have younger and you have older. And men, you know, usually in their 30s, 30s, mm-hmm. 40s, 50s, because it takes us till we're 30 to even know what the hell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're foolish. And so going forward with the online is making sure that same style of organic and that, you know, that culture remains intact, right?
Sure.
So we're literally learning every day. And,
I like to say? I like to say, I've said it before, your body is your gym.
That's
what it says.
That's right.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's so weird.
What? I just TM'd it, man.
Listen, that's
yeah. I'm not looking.
We trademarked your body is your gym like 10 minutes before we got on the show. And we also trademarked welcome to third degree training. Third degree training is knowing fitness nutrition company. Now, if you go to thirddegreetraining.com, which is where we're getting this, you get a full idea of what they do there. You can go to their franchising section, corporate wellness, virtual section, locations. You can also read Ryan's now trademarked your body is your gym. And but you've also got, like, not just that, but you've got actual nutrition. You've got things you can help. This is what I'm saying. Why don't we put something together? That's what I'm saying.
Hey, dude, I'm in.
I'm not going to do the class, but I'll facilitate it. I'll take part in it. I'll get it started.
I'll
do the class.
We'll have a role. Yeah, we have a role. All right. We each have a role to play.
Okay, I'll do the class too.
And then I can have more meals.
Because you know what? Yeah, don't do it. Because you know what happens is, and I'm saying this in all sincerity, is people are not free, but people are looking for other people to go, help me out, make me feel not as weird about having to work out in my living room with two cans of soup. You know what I mean? Or get down and do a half an hour worth of sit-ups and push-ups or burpees or whatever it is that tickles your fancy. But to do it in a motivated fashion with someone who knows what they're talking about, like you, Steve Collette from Third Degree Nutrition, is a no-brainer. We start offering those online, then you can skeef some people off on the side for nutrition things, and boom, you're a happy guy.
Yeah, well, the whole thing that we have, man, I mean, going forward with the online, when you look
I just
at the
need
website,
a yes
now,
or no. I just need a yes or no,
yeah.
Steve. Okay, good.
I'm in.
All right, good.
I am in.
All right.
Fine deal. Verbal agreement. Noted.
There you go, right?
Recorded. Done.
By the way, your body.
We own him, Dean. We own him.
That's right. Your body is your
gym. He didn't even read the small print yet.
Ryan, he's trying to tell
your
us
Your body
something.
Is your gym is... I'll just make sure my podcast or this podcast goes to my lawyer, because your body's your gym's been trademarked for 11 years. Just saying.
Well, guess what? Yeah. Guess what? We got it for 12.
Global. Now, global. You got. Oh, is it global? TM. I got it everywhere outside of Canada.
I got it everywhere outside of PEI.
You know what, Ryan? What would be good though? Because again, when I joined the CFA, I'm a lot like Ryan, like just go energetic, jump on the tables.
Yeah, how do you guys even exist on the same phone call together? It's unbelievable.
Here's the thing is, I remember my first year there, and I seen Ryan walking across the room. I just introduced myself very quick, and I'm like, who's that guy? Is that the smokes guy? And then I was told, you two are like Proton and Neuron. You can't be in the same room because there's just too much of you. And I was like, fuck that. This is going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
But What would be cool would be if Ryan and I could do a workout together, man, and then afterwards sit down, eat some smokes.
I see that happening very soon. And as soon as we finish this this podcast, I'm going to shoot a note to Ryan. He's going to shoot a note to you. We're going to get started on both of those, and I'll join you for both. There's no reason why we can't give people some exercise during the day and some fun content during the day. But you can't make it too hard. Like a lot of these personal trainers, when they do these online classes, what they do, they're like, okay, it's time for the spitting dragon. And you're like, fuck, I'm going to break my neck if I try the spitting dragon. There's no way I can do the spitting dragon.
Like, you got to remember, we have people that of all shapes and sizes. There's modifications for everything that you do. The way that we have our workout styled, is literally, whether you're a complete beginner or you're an elite athlete, anyone can do it.
Great.
And it's what happens is, for some reason, a personal trainer earlier in their career can think that if hard equals good, you don't want to kill optimism and you don't want to kill motivation. Like, no matter what, a true trainer can take an 8-pound dumbbell and say, okay, here's a complete body workout or no equipment at all, but can train someone. Like, literally, we have clients that are morbidly obese that are prescribed to come to us. And then we train Quebec major junior hockey players and everything in between, right? Kinesiology is objective, just like nutrition is objective. You can't make it up. And no matter what, you know, you get on the Dr. Oz show and there's some new super food that they found in the jungles of Asia. And it's like, come on, man. Look, at the end of the day, if I asked you right now, Dean, if I said, when's your mortgage payment come out? You would know. If I said, when does your car payment come out? But if I said, what are you having for supper on Tuesday? You wouldn't know. And that's the problem. What we do is with actual nutrition, it's real food, no gimmicks, is we focus on the ins and outs of, okay, you don't need to know the difference between soluble and insoluble fiber. You don't care. You couldn't care less. And that's not what it is. It's looking, there's a lot of psychology in it. And so you talk to people, you make them feel safe. It's like, okay, we all do it. We all eat emotionally. We all do this, but it's about preparation. It's about understanding. And we're human. You're like, again, you go down to Beer Fest in Fredericton, and I'm going out for smoked poutinerie afterwards. I'm not waking up the next morning and going in a deep depression because I fell off the wagon. You're a human being, right?
Right.
It's all about, and so the same thing comes with exercise. It's kinesiology is objective. Your body moves a certain way. The biggest evolution in our species is standing upright. So it's core and glutes. That's, that's the first thing that people ignore. And you don't have to go from zero to doing 20 burpees in a minute. Like, that's not the way it goes. And when people focus on that,
they don't get started.
Yeah,
exactly. Nope. Well, listen, I want to get started, and we're going to get on this, and we really appreciate your time, Steve Collette, talking about third-degree training, and nutrition, which, by the way, you can get to Third Degree online, and yes, it is all of his information on there. It's not Ryan's. if you go to number three.
I have your body is your kitchen.
Your body is your carburetor. Third degree training.com, the number three, RD degree training.com. If you go there, you can check it out. And we're going to get working on this mass individual living room workout with two cans of bean and bacon soup right now.
Sweet.
Ryan, appreciate you doing this. As always, smokespoutinerie.com for more information if you want to learn how to get your hands on some of Ryan's delicious poutine. Is it takeout Thursday or something, or like go in and get it Friday? Is there some kind of holiday we're celebrating today?
I think it's called Every Day July. I think it's supposed to be every day in this month.
Ryan, it's rock and roll. It's finally starting to get
the walk-in traffic, the drop.
Good.
We got to get one of these on PEI, buddy.
Dude, it's wide open, waiting here. But believe it or not, I knock on wood. I don't want to jinx, but hopefully, we're signing the deal in Moncton really soon. And PEI is next. It's like when I did Southwestern Ontario. it's like the last one here was Waterloo to go. Of all places, I was like, Waterloo? Like, I went to Laurier. I was like, that's the ultimate place, man, is would be Waterloo. But last one to go is like the sleeper that just erupted when it sold. Same thing for PPI.
Yeah. And like I always say, to all members of the CFA, because, you know, a lot of companies don't have a representative for the East Coast, right? You know, it's Ontario and East, right? So a lot of people, you know, they've been here once or twice and they don't understand the real estate. I always say, call me. Like, we're smokes. I know exactly where you want to go. Like, I know exactly.
Exactly where you want to go. Like, right. That's what we're trying to say here, right?
Well, yeah,
right.
There you go.
You're a proud franchisee of Charlottetown right here. Let's draft tomorrow, too. I'll draft that up, too. We have to do the two-week disclosure, Doc. I'll send you that. Yeah. Okay, we'll get that out of the way, and then we'll get
you got to update that with COVID.
Apparently. Yeah. Right.
You got to pay a lawyer $2,000 to go with, yeah, COVID sucks.
And you're right beside my farm. You're right where the potatoes are, man.
So fresh.
This is great. Man, yeah. This is great.
Glad most would rock here, man.
Glad we did this. I'm glad we did this. We just put two new franchises in the East Coast of Smokes Poutinerie, and we just went national with Third Degree.
International. Global.
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 Appreciate you doing this, Steve.
Global domination.
Thanks, man.
All of us yelling at once. Right.
You're fucked. Steve Collette, thanks for doing this, buddy.
My pleasure, guys.
We'll talk to you soon, Ryan. Thanks for doing this. All right. The best, guys. We'll talk to you.
Later, boys.
Later, guys. On. There you go. That is the hashtag Support Local Podcast with Ryan Simulkin, the Chief Entertainment Officer at Smokes Poutinerie. As always, great guy. Just did 100 meals in 100 days. Literally, the mayor came to him and said, thanks for eating out 100 times in a row. And he's like, thanks, here's a plaque. Gets a plaque for eating out 100 times in a row. That guy's connected. I've been doing that for, I'd say, like 800 days straight, probably. I can get a plaque. Should have put it on Twitter. Forgot about that part. Thanks to Smokes Poutinerie and all the people there. Global franchise, smokespoutinerie.com. Are you looking for a franchise? You're looking to go into business for yourself? Get on to smokespoutinerie.com. Look for it. There's a section there he doesn't want you to go into as well. Go into it. It's where you can get some really great swag. They got a great swag section. Some really fun stuff, actually. And thanks to our friend Steve Collette from Third Degree Training and Nutrition. Appreciate him and his time coming on. Smart guy. Go digital. ThirdDegreeTraining.com for more information if you're interested in a franchise, corporate wellness, franchising virtual. They've got locations on there, different programs, and you can contact them at ThirdDegreeTraining.com. Thanks to our friends over at Socialite Vodka, winners of the Seltzer Kings Tournament of Champions at DeanBlundell.com with their new Orange Bold Flavor, 6% alcohol by volume. If you go to DeanBlundell.com right now, get it yourself, or go to Socialite.com. Socialite Vodka Soda, the number one vodka soda on the planet. Number one ready-to-drink vodka soda on the planet right now. It's got 6%. It's like 110 calories, almost nothing. It's basically like exercise. Socialite, the greatest vodka soda in the world. RTD, ready-to-drink. Added Ed's Fine Imports, if you use promo code GITCH, three Gitch, then the number three, you get four pairs of Gitch. That's what, buy three, get one free. That's what you do with Gitch 3, edsfineimports.com, clothing for men and boys. If you know your sizes, order online. I believe they're opening up soon. You can pick up two, and he's got curbside measuring. So he'll come out and check your inseam in front of everybody. edsfineimports.com, they've got huge deals on right now on seasonal stuff, and 10% of everything you buy goes to Ronald McDonald House Charities for the COVID-19 fund. So please go to edsfineimports.com. Get your Gitch. Wearing them now, you should be too. Pouch in the front, super easy, breathable, lightweight, incredible. The only underwear you can wear, really. Leaves lots to the imagination, which is good for guys like me. edsfineimports.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at deanblundell.com, which is where you can find all of us today. Bye.